Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. And we continue to stream stories about the new economy and how to adapt to it. And things are constantly in flux, constantly changing. That is our new reality. And if you miss any segments or want to hear some of our additional segments, you know, you can follow us just about anywhere on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and Stitcher. Wow, what a list. And that means you can find our next reporter, the fabulous Mark Z, just about anywhere. And this is our weekly segment, the Mark Z Moment. Welcome back, Mark, and you're looking well.
Back at you, Jeff. Thank you very much. Great to be here. And I hope it's not only an annual basis, but
weekly.
I'm appreciative to talk about moments and what's going on in the employment world.
Well, you know, I'm hearing last week, you know, we did a lot of interviews with you with attorneys. We're hearing that, you know, we're going to have a lot of vacant office space in downtown and major cities, New York, Boston, for maybe a few years. We have employers telling us, you know, they don't have plans to bring people back, the national employers. So I assume that's a big issue big topic for us in terms of employers and how they recruit and how they build culture right now.
Correct. As far as employers, they've taken different stage steps. First, it was in the summer, the beginning of the summer. Then it was, okay, we won't have people fully coming back until after the summer. Now it's potentially through the end of the year. Then it's until there's a vaccine. So a lot of employers are thinking strategically. For example, Google, Facebook, Amazon, Viacom, Scottish Bank, as well as the major law firms across the country are saying, let's think about it in terms of who we want back. Now, there's some people, when the law firms and the companies sent notes, and that was the procedure they did, is they sent emails, notes, and had face-to-face Zoom meetings on whether we should all come back or how we should lay it out over time with everybody. And they first said, how is it going working at home? A number of people said we've been more efficient than we ever thought we could be. Other people said, I really need to come back. So the people that needed to come back, the companies and the firms worked it out, particularly with the law firms and the professional organizations, to have the people that needed to come back as part of their rotating shifts and their distance. Whereas other people and professionals or attorneys or staff members that wanted to work from home or in companies. I know so many marketing and business executives that are working very efficiently from their home office that have said, we would like to continue working from home. We've been productive, and by even thinking of coming downtown, it gives us some anxiety. We don't want to take the public transportation, and so the firms and companies have supported it. A lot of the companies and firms in this market are knocking it out of the park in terms of revenue, but it's something that that firms and companies and startups and businesses of all kinds are really strategically talking about. And the more and more they talk about it, it makes sense to say, you know what, maybe doing something is doing nothing.
You know, that's interesting. In terms of my experience on the other side, to reinforce what you're saying, Mark, I have clients who tell me, I'm more productive at home. I've got to stay here. I got to go in every once in a while. I have people who have said to me, I need the structure, or my staff, some people on my staff, they need the structure. But then there's some of the people I know in the service business and the sales who've said to me, I was forced to go to a client meeting or to a sales call at a client, and I really wasn't comfortable with the way they organized the meetings. And that's sort of a third category where people are feeling sort of compromised and pressured. And I think if you are going to have to go to meetings, you have to try to hold to a structure that's good for all. And not everybody's doing that.
I agree.
Someone told me they went to a meeting last week. There were 13 people at a meeting. They all went in with masks, and then half the people pulled their masks off.
Right. No, I agree with you. If people are going to have meetings in person, so for example, we're now starting to have candidates for final interviews going in for in-person interviews. And right ahead, the protocol that the HR or the partners or the hiring authorities say, everybody's wearing a mask, we're going to make sure everybody's socially distant, but there's nothing like the in-person meeting. We really don't want to do a hire just on Zoom. And so you have to have the right protocols. You have to have everything set. In the end, they're absolutely right. There's nothing like that bonding where even it, like an executive told me a couple of days ago that what they missed, they totally understand. And they've actually done very well during the pandemic. They totally understand people that want to work from home, but being on a Zoom call and then not being able to look at other people's expressions, how they feel about it, be able to follow up on an issue with the meeting, you lose a lot. And obviously it's balanced by being able to have everybody together, being productive, and dealing with the new normal. So you have to figure out, as you say, a certain protocol where everybody follows it, everybody feels comfortable with it, and then everybody can move on in a business setting, whether it's a hire, whether it's a meeting, whether it's just colleagues getting together and doing a team bonding.
Now, this, as usual, has been another one of our Mark Z moments. It's good to see your logo back up this week, Mark. I forgot we didn't have our logo last week. There's nothing like that giant Z hovering over our universe. If somebody is looking for you and more information about the legal industry, placements, professional services, how do we find the fabulous Mark Z?
Well, first of all, if you Google Mass Lawyers Weekly, we just, for the third year in a row, we just got voted the number one attorney search and staffing and support staff staffing firm in Massachusetts. So we're very honored. But if you go to MarkZ, MarkZ, legal.com, and 617-338-1300.
That's great. Well, I know that's who I call when I want information on staffing. So Mark, it was, again, as usual, a special moment. I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Looking forward to it, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
Great. Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.